you've landed inside Launch Street, the Business Innovation Podcast, where we interview top innovators out there shaking things up so you can innovate, differentiate, and get further faster. Since you're here, we know you're the type of person that recognizes the importance of unlocking your innovation advantage so you can compete and win. And now, your host, the person that has worked with leading companies like Disney, Procter & Gamble, Arrow Electronics, the U.S. Army Research Labs, and Red Robin on upping their innovation advantage, Tamara Gontor.
Hello, hello. Tamara here, your host and innovation enabler and author of Innovation is Everybody's Business. All right, there's a few other things in there, but I want to get to my announcement and more importantly, to the content, because I'm actually pretty eager to get to today's podcast because it's something that's come up a lot recently. But hey, before I do that, I wanted to let you know I've got some exciting news for you. You ready for it? All right. Do you remember how a while back I did an innovation course that you had to get in by a certain time to view, and it had three incredible videos in it about how to be a confident innovator and strong leader. And the second one was how to get buy-in and how to be an influencer of innovation. And then the third one was all about your innovation roadmap, your transformation to be an everyday innovator. Yeah, well, guess what? Now you can buy it on our website. So we took those videos that were such a huge hit, we packaged them up and we put them on our website for you so that you can have access. So go to our website, go to launchstreet.com. Up on the top kind of announcement bar, for lack of a better way to call it, you can link to it. And then also from the homepage, you can link to it as well. So go get that. It's called How to Ignite Innovation, Influence Others, and Lead Strong. It was so wildly successful. We decided to turn it into a mini course that you could access at any time. And if you get access to it, there's an incredible workbook that goes along with it. And why is that important, you ask? Well, it's important because it not only helps you follow along, but it really dials up the value because as you're going through the videos, you can kind of jot down notes. It has specific questions to get you thinking and to put you into action as well. It's an incredible package. All right, I've said enough. Go to the website. If you're that person that is feeling the pressures of innovation and wants to step up and be that confident innovator and leader, this is absolutely for you. If not, that's okay. We got a great podcast too. Okay, so let's get to the content because, like I said, I'm pretty eager. So I'm covering this topic today because it comes up a lot, but especially in recent times. I've had several emails about this. And what these emails look like, the questions I get from leaders are, hey, Tamara, my team doesn't have any ideas. What do I do? Tamara, why is my team lacking ideas? I've finally given them room to innovate and they're not coming up with anything. And the one I just got that I think is, to me, was the most powerful because it really spoke to the times we're in. It was, they said, hey, Tamara, I don't understand. We have this incredible opportunity to innovate. Now is the time for us, but my team just can't seem to step up and innovate. What's happening? Well, here's what's happening. I want to dig into it because I think, here's the thing. We as leaders, we need to understand. Our team doesn't actually lack ideas. So I can see why that's the output of it, right? Because what happens? We go to a meeting and we say, all right, guys, what innovative ideas do we have? And the same old stuff gets churned over. Or we give our team permission to innovate. We go, do it. It's an even playing field right now. Like, go for it. And what happens? They still don't do anything. They still don't innovate. We're like, what is up? Or we say to them, hey, we need to think differently about this. And then they go blank on us. I mean, how many times have you come out of a meeting with close to nothing, or maybe trying to force it out of people? So that's what lack of ideas actually looks like. And what's interesting about that is, as I said, is even with all the pressures that we're under to innovate, and by the way, recognizing that we're in this unprecedented time where we have this incredible opportunity to innovate like never before, right? I mean, the constraints, the successes, the norms, the competition, the customers, all the things that we took for granted in the past have all been wiped out, which in a lot of ways gives us this incredible open playing field to innovate and to shift and to adapt. So imagine for a moment how much more frustrating, in fact, you may not even have to imagine, you probably experience this, how much more frustrating, even more frustrating it is to have a team not innovate or feel like you're not getting ideas out of them when it's this open playing field and this permission to innovate like never before. Okay, so here's the thing. The hurdle isn't a lack of ideas. Actually, quite the opposite is true. Your team has a lot of ideas inside of them. In fact, they are brimming with ideas. What they actually suffer from is fear. And that fear comes from something that I call experience stacking. So let me back up and talk about the fear, and then I want to talk about the experience stacking. So that fear shows up as no ideas, because that fear clouds us. So first of all, it doesn't allow us to get to the innovative ideas because it keeps us in the primal brain. And the primal brain is going, don't do it. It'll never work. You don't have any ideas, right? It's shutting even down our ability to think. So when we get primal, the primal is very reactive. And we need to be in that higher function to be able to innovate. And not that pressure doesn't sometimes lead to innovation, because it leads to kind of some creative problem solving, doesn't it? But when we're constantly in a place of fear, we don't innovate. And then on top of it, all of our fears of looking stupid, looking wrong, looking dumb, failing, success, all those fears come out. Now, here's the thing I do want to highlight, because I've seen this time and time again. Your team isn't actively over there going, I'm afraid of this, so I'm going to keep this idea to myself. Or I have fear, so I'm not going to say anything. It's not at that conscious level. It's really at that subconscious level that all this is happening. So your team may not even understand this. It's why it makes it even harder to overcome it. So that's how the fear is happening. And in the meeting, what are you getting? Blank stares, the same old, a resistance to change, right? That's how it's showing up. And as I said, all that fear comes from something that I call experience stacking. Let me share a couple stories of this to really highlight what I mean. So I'm going to take John for a second. So John had an idea, and he went to his boss and he presented the idea, and he loved the idea. Well, the boss went back to him and said, well, I don't really love this idea. And in fact, it seems kind of silly for us to do right now, right? So he kind of got shut down. So there's the first brick in that experience stacking. Then he goes and he launches an idea or tries something, and it didn't go as planned or didn't have the success he wanted. So now he's got this kind of failure brick in there in the experience stacking. And then there's another layer in the experience stacking where, you know, he spoke up in a meeting only to get shut down and said it wasn't his turn. All those little experiences that we all have over time, and it's happened to all of us, but they all stack up. See what I mean by experience stacking? And all of those create this brick wall that clouds our judgment, that creates a lens in everything we do that keeps us in that place of fear. So your team doesn't have a lack of ideas. What they have is fear. And that fear comes from experience stacking. Early on in my career, there were multiple times where I got shut down. And by the way, very small ways. This doesn't have to be big, epic blowouts. Of course not. It happens in a lot of small ways. If you think about your life, even on a personal level with relationships or parenting or with your own boss or, you know, at work, whatever it is, think about all the little things that start to add up and make you skeptical, make you resistant, make you hold back what you're thinking. That's what's happening to your team. When I was early on in my career, I had this boss who was this petite woman with a love of hierarchy. And she told me that innovation wasn't my job and that not to bother with it and to keep my head down. So that's my first brick, right? And then another brick, I threw out this kind of totally out there idea that was just totally different than everything else we were talking about. And one of the leaders laughed. Okay, second brick in the experience stacking, right? And over time, those bricks turn into a brick wall of fear. That's why experience stacking is actually your problem. Fear is actually your problem. Not a lack of ideas. So what do we do to get rid of it and actually take advantage of all the ideas that are hiding in plain sight, that are inside your team as well as all around you in your business? And what do we do to get them out of experience stacking that's working negatively and start building new experiences to help them drive confidence, drive innovation, and drive those wins in the marketplace that you need right now? I mean, basically, in short, how do we get rid of experience stacking that's creating bad habits and confining habits, and build new experience stacking that creates drive, confidence, innovation, all of those things that we actually need and expect and I think that are possible right now, like than never before, have more possible than ever before. I totally fumbled that phrase, but you all know what I mean. And like I said, by the way, I just want to highlight for a second, those experience stacking become habits. It's how they respond to new ideas. It's how they participate in brainstorms. It's how they approach their job. So it really is important to actually think differently and really approach this, not for my team doesn't have ideas, but all right, we need to build new bricks, new stacks for us to create new habits and a new foundation to go from. All right, so here's what we're going to do. I got three things for you as a leader that you can do right now to create new experience stacking, get rid of the old ones that are creating fear, and get to all those incredible ideas. So number one is we've actually got to shock the system. We got to get rid of the old habits and find new ones to replace them. If you've ever followed Tony Robbins' work, one of the things he talks about a lot is in order to break up old habits and bad ones, you can't just kind of ease your way out of them. You actually got to shock the system out of them. You got to shake up the old habits. Think about it. All these habits are so ingrained in us. They're like deep grooves. So in order to get out of them, we can't just kind of go 1 inch at a time. We got to go a mile out of them and shock the system. We got to do something drastically different with our teams. We need to surprise them and build something that is going to shock them out of the old habits. The second one is we need to distract the lizard brain. Here's the thing. The lizard brain is there to keep us safe and comfortable. It's that negative voice that tells you not to do it, to be quiet, not to take the risk, not to innovate. It's the one that's blocking your team from getting to those innovative ideas that are actually buried like gold inside of them. That's the lizard brain. So we got to be a little bit like a magician. Do you know what I mean? How like a little bit of a sleight of hand, like the magician's like, look over here when the real action is over here. So we're going to distract the lizard brain by being magicians. So we're going to distract it so we can keep it quiet and allow us to get to that innovative brain to pull out those incredible ideas that are in there. And then the third one is we need to vision big. We need to vision big and win small. So we need to have this vision, right? This that has excitement and a goal to go after, that lighthouse that the team is going to go for that gets them all energized and riled up. So we need that. We need the big vision. And we need to build new stacking experiences by giving them small wins they can layer on top of each other. One little win after the other. All of that gets you all of those ideas. So here's the thing about the vision big and win small. Vision big is about like the vision and the big part is about having a clear path, showing leadership, having energy, giving your team something to get excited about. The win small is about focusing on what's right in front of them. It actually has two benefits. One is what I just said, focusing on what's right in front of them. And the second one though is that it creates new stacking experiences to build that new foundation from. All right. That's what I got today. So remember, your team doesn't lack ideas. That's not what's holding you back. What's holding your team back is actually fear that's coming from all this experience stacking over time. And the three things that we need to do as leaders is one, shock the system, surprise them, right? Like shake them out of those habits. Two, distract the lizard brain so that we can get around him. I have a lot of tips and tricks on my website that are all about how do you get past the lizard brain? And then three, vision big and win small. All right. So looking forward to seeing your results. Hey, go get that mini course. It's a total game changer for people. Some of the feedback we've gotten has been phenomenal. It's on our website. Thank you for being here. Another week of Inside Launch Street.
Thanks for hanging with us on Inside Launch Street. If you know someone that is truly ready to unlock their innovation advantage, have them join you on Launch Street. Discover your innovation advantage. Build a team of high-performing innovators and ignite ideas and solutions that create massive impact. GOTO, LaunchStreet.com. Remember, innovators, if you don't take the leap, somebody else will.